Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 28th, 2023. Happy New Year to all our listeners. For our new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be a person's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Received a nice note from some of our campers here recently. They described Camp Courageous as the happiest place on earth. A big thank you to Charlene and Fritz Sauer for sending us that nice note. This past weekend was a respite care weekend where parents and guardians brought their loved ones with special needs to Camp Courageous on Friday night and came back on Sunday to pick them up. One of the many beauties of Camp Courageous, along with an incredible staff, is that camp has a lot of indoor facilities. So when you're experiencing a cold weekend like this weekend is going to be, it's nice to have the therapeutic pool, the lap pool, the gym, bowling, laser tag, so much more to do inside the camp's buildings. We have campers down at Disney's this past week in Florida. They had an absolutely super time. The weather was great as they explored each one of the parks. Gone for the entire week. Great time down with Mickey and Minnie in Orlando. Upcoming trips include one to San Francisco, February 13th through the 17th. They'll be touring the Napa Valley area, Alcatraz, Golden Gate Bridge, and so much more. If a camper's folks would like more information on that, you can check out our website under travel. Received a nice note from a second-year physical therapy student. Alex writes, "I was truly inspired by the work and thought that was put into providing such a nice facility. It ultimately represents a safe space for everyone to feel equal, appreciated, and cared for." So we appreciate that nice note from Alex Lewis, a second-year physical therapy student. Camp Courageous is now hiring spring staff, summer staff, fall staff, respite care weekend folks. If you're interested in doing an internship, volunteering, or being part of our staff as a counselor, please apply now. You can go to our website at campcourageous.org. A big thank you to Doug Langerman of Fredericksburg for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program to their Lions Club. Super group. Four of their members have been down to the camp this past summer, did the zip line, all kinds of fun things. They've been supporting the camp for the past 25 years, and we sure do appreciate their support. If you're part of a group that would like to come and tour the camp or like a program given to them at any hour of the day or night, please contact Camp Courageous and we'll be more than happy to do that. A big thank you to Jeff Collins and Melora Cosgrove from the Sea Rabbits Donut Land, who during the whole month of December did a roundup for Camp Courageous where their customers could actually come in and round up their purchase to the nearest dollar and with that money going to Camp Courageous. They raised $2,200. A big thank you to Jeff and to Melora and to all the customers that made this possible. Also, a huge thank you to Eloise Dennis from the beautiful Lewis Bottoms of Linn County. She donated a mint condition 2013 Fiat 500 Abarth with less than 3,000 miles on it. Eloise told us that her late husband, Dr. Robert Dennis, saw this car on Jay Leno and was so impressed by it that he had to have it. It is a super cool car, lots of fun to drive. Currently, Camp Courageous plans on starting a raffle on this car around February 1st. A big thank you to Eloise. And Eloise and Bob were celebrating their 64th anniversary, a super couple. And once again, we sincerely appreciate this gift. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale going on year-round now at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's run 100% by volunteers. It's incredible the stock of things they have. If you want some unique stuff, some clothes, anything you need, they generally have it. They are accepting credit cards now. And once again, that's Manchester Garage Sale. Also, Camp Courageous is having a little mini winter sale in our main lodge area. If you'd like to come out and be a part of that, it's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and the first Saturday of each month from 9 to noon. We also have Cocoa Bombs. They're located throughout Iowa. You can get their latest locations on our website. Memorials this past week, Camp Courageous simply goes out to the family and friends of Leroy Westermeyer. Leroy was 81 from Jessup, always got the opportunity to see Leroy at their Knights of Columbus event each year in November. Wonderful person, involved in all kinds of organizations, and our sympathy goes out to Norma, his wife, and family. Camp Courageous is also saddened by the passing of Margaret Taney from here in Monticello. For over 40 years, Margaret has been dedicated to Camp Courageous. She was first introduced to camp through her husband of 60 years, Bob Taney, longtime board member and a past president of the board. Bob and Margaret had a business called Bob's Feed and Service here in Monticello, and they would sell pineapples, fruitcakes, just do whatever they could to support Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to Margaret's family. Also, Edward Koza Jr. from Cedar Rapids passed away, longtime supporter of the camp. Our sympathy goes out to his family. Also, Sharon Schoberl from Marion passed away, our longtime supporter, and our sympathy goes out to her family. The need of the week is rechargeable radio batteries. We use these in our communication with our two-way radios for the counselors. They work out exceptionally well, and you can get more information on that at Camp's website. With the new year, I start my 43rd year with Camp Courageous. It continues to be an extremely fun and exciting place for me. Camp Courageous has been blessed with beautiful facilities within a beautiful area surrounded by thousands of acres of state primitive land in the Maquoketa River. But at the heart of Camp Courageous will always be an exceptionally good staff and volunteers that make it the reason why campers want to keep coming back year after year. Camp Courageous has always prided itself on having exceptional staff, and that tradition continues. On the behalf of the Board of Directors, staff, and nearly 10,000 campers who have attended Camp Courageous annually, thank you for all you have done to make Camp Courageous dream come true in the lives of thousands. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best for 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.